It's Wednesday night. Time to check in with our weekly feature on Chadron State Athletics. Here's Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, with this week's Chadron State Sports Journal, presented by Farmer State Bank, Alliance, Bridgeport, and Chadron.
Tonight on the Chadron State Sports Journal, we'll take our Eagle paintbrush and fill in the entire canvas across several sports this week. Beginning with Chadron State football, which will start spring practices in March. You probably heard about Micah Smith returning to the Rock to run the Eagle offense. And there's some schedule news we've learned about for this fall. South Dakota School of Mines athletics officials confirm with me that the Chadron State game in Rapid City, September 19th, will in fact be a night kickoff, 6 o'clock at O'Hara Stadium. That's exciting news for fans of this renewed rivalry series that CSC has gone 4-0 in with the Eagle Rock Trophy on the line. CSC's other non-conference game at Missouri S&T does not have an announced kickoff time yet, but it could also be in the evening as it was back in 2015. CSC softball opens RMAC play on the road this weekend with a trip to perennial powerhouse Colorado Mesa. Even with a very young team, the Eagles have been unintimidated and quite impressive through the first two tournaments on the diamond, going 5-6 in Texas and Oklahoma. Wins include a 3-0 shutout of the number 7 Central Oklahoma squad and a 3-2 win over Oklahoma Christian, who received votes in the first national poll of the year. Utilizing two new starting pitchers, the Eagles are in the top 5 for ERA. Freshman Deanna Barrera has the fourth lowest ERA in the league at 1.85 and the fourth most strikeouts. Angelica Maples is second in the RMAC with 4 home runs. Sophomore shortstop Bailey Marvel's right back to hitting the ball effectively like last year with an average at 405 and 5 stolen bases. Following this weekend series at Mesa, the Eagles plan to open their home schedule February 29th and March 1st against Regis, weather permitting, of course. The final weekend in February is also a big one coming up for CSC Wrestling with the NCAA Super Region 6 Championships in Kearney. At the Rocky Mountain Open this past weekend, freshman Eli Hinojosa led what coach Brett Hunter called the best tournament of the year for his team. Hinojosa went 3-0 in his 285-pound bracket. Junior Chance Karst, now healthy after recovering from an injury in the fall, notched 4 first-period wins in Golden at 149 pounds and 5 total victories. Chadron High School graduate Joe Ritson also won his 3 matches at 141 pounds. There's a new record holder on the men's side of CSC track and field. Sophomore Brody Roden broke the school's 200-meter dash mark with a time of 21.59 seconds last Saturday. It came at the South Dakota State Indoor Classic, and that marks also a provisional NCAA qualifier. Roden also blazed to the second fastest time recorded for CSC ever in the 400 at 48.13 seconds. Former Mitchell Tiger Celeste Cardona ran her 400 in under a minute for the first time. The Eagle track and field teams are at the Black Hills State event this Saturday, and the RMAC Championships are the final weekend in February. CSC basketball finishes out its seasons at home the next two weekends with 3 games apiece. CSU Pueblo comes to the Rock on Friday. New Mexico Highlands is here Saturday. Metro State the following Friday. Neither Eagle team will make the RMAC shootout playoffs, but the men nearly pulled off an upset of the RMAC's top team, Black Hills State, last Saturday, falling by just 6 in Spearfish. We'll continue to carry live coverage of all 6 games coming up on both of our Double Q Country stations, starting with the women's tip-off at 5:30. Friday against the Thunderwolves, and there are some big milestones individually that the Eagles should eclipse Friday night. Junior guard Taryn Foxen is only 7 away from scoring her 1,000th career point, and with a strong average at 14.9 a game, she'll likely top the 1K mark quickly. Sophomore point guard Jory Peters needs just 1 assist to reach 200 for her career. That puts her on pace to seriously challenge the CSC all-time career assist record of 424 set by Lorna Dahlgren. And fans only have 3 games left to watch one of CSC's all-time best point guards on the men's side. Senior Colby Jackson's got 225 career assists in just 2 seasons after transferring into the program. So, if you were to apply his 2-season effort over 4 full years, he would far and away be the all-time leading assist maker in CSC history. Jackson joins fellow guards Michael Sparks and Brian Rodriguez Flores for their final games as Eagles over the next 2 weeks. All 3 have been able to put up staggering scoring nights this winter, so come on out and watch them at Chicoin. That is this week's Chadron State Sports Journal. Join me next week when we return with our weekly guest interviews. I'm Dave Collins saying enjoy your Wednesday evening and go Eagles!
Thanks for joining us tonight on the Chadron State Sports Journal, presented by Farmers State Bank and Alliance, Bridgeport, and Chadron. Tune in next week and all season long for more insights into Eagles team happenings, unique student-athlete stories, and special features surrounding Chadron State Sports. Download tonight's podcast of the show through our website, panhandlepost.com. Click the CSC logo link.
I see the sign out front says Farmers State Bank. So do I need to be a farmer to bank here?
No. At Farmers State Bank, we're proud to help farmers and ranchers achieve financial freedom. But we can do the same thing for anyone. Teachers, receptionists, railroad engineers, you name it.
So actually it's farmers and anybody else who needs a really good bank, State Bank.
Yeah, I don't think that'll fit on the sign.
Farmers State Bank, your bank, your way. Member FDIC.